okay.
We're going to talk for a minute. Daryl is so good at that, though.
Of course. So. Well, actually, what would be really good would be to introduce the band, because since we've never met, you know, it would really be good to figure out, like, who's who. But that's actually not really true. This is an amazing band, as you probably just figured out from hearing it last year. And it's just a thrill and a pleasure and a privilege to be able to play with these folks. On your left, six-time Grand National Fiddle Champion of the Universe, and yet it doesn't seem to have hurt his playing a bit. He's played cello all over the world with Crooked Still and with the Republic of Strings, I might add, which was a band that I got to put together. Maybe some of you have seen that band. Back in the distant past. He has an amazing group called the Bee Eaters. And they don't actually literally eat bees, but they are fantastic. Some of the great musicians of this or any other century. And we're just, yeah, it's just amazing. Always incredible to get to play or work with Tristan Claridge. This is it's a mandolin, believe it or not. Just introduce the mandolin.
Hello.
It's like a regular mandolin, except longer. On the real mandolin, the actual mandolin, and also playing bass, two instruments which somehow connect psychically and spiritually very well, and especially when somebody like Escal plays them. A very deep and wonderful musician in every way. You've seen her with Laurie Lewis. You've probably seen her with Tony Rice and Peter Rowan. You may have even seen her with the Furies in other situations. Sharon Gilchrist. Great, in my opinion, and many other opinions. One of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time. I'm lucky to get to live in the same century with this gal, and in the same town, even. Emmy Phelps on guitar. We'll be rendering a lot of Emmy's compositions for you tonight, and we're sort of celebrating this new, it's relatively new compared to some of the records out there, new release that Emmy has released. It's out running around the lobby. It's released. It's pretty happy about it. It might even get on a skateboard later. We're going to play the title track from this CD I just mentioned. Are we?
We are?
Okay, great. Okay.
We are.
It's funny. Sometimes I look down at this little list we have of songs that we've made up, and I see something. I just see something on the other side of the page, and I'm saying, "Oh, we're playing that, are we?" And it turns out we're not. But this one we are, and it's called, the name of the CD, the recording is "Look Up, Look Down." This is great because Emmy is such a noticer. She notices things. It's great. She helps me notice things. And she's a great, like many great artists, she
notices.
Sees things. And to do that, sometimes you have to look up and sometimes you have to look down. So it kind of makes sense. And by the most amazing coincidence, the title of the song is also Look Up and Look Down. What were the odds, you know, really, when you think about it?
There's a black accident by the side of the road.
got looked at, waving in the sunlight, hold on, got looked at. And if I want to stay, I can sing a song. I got looked at. Sometimes the tune is right. Today in Berkeley. Not a lot of bugs.
We're really liking being out back out on the West Coast. Amy and I are both West Coast people. We're living in Boston these days as a sort of a... Well, there's a lot of great things about Boston. I'm sure that I will be able to think of some of them at some point. Beans, they have a great music school out there. I'm teaching there. It's great. That's really nice. It's nice being around the kids, and they're all brilliant. In fact, we might have a couple of graduates of the Berklee School of Music whose initials might line up with somebody who just graduated and might show up and play some music with us later. That's going to be great. Yeah, there's a great, a lot of great young musicians out there just playing great. And I'm helping to, well, I'm, at least I'm, you know, kind of just kind of hanging out and just egging them on, I guess. So that's good. Yeah, and then they have all kinds of interesting bugs and fauna. Fauna, they have fauna. They have flora and they have fauna. And yeah, Emmy and I have both been encountering a lot of that fauna, and some of the smaller fauna are the most, you know, scary. We also got to hang out with some of the bigger fauna, like the Tappet brothers, you know, those guys, the Car Talk dudes. They live pretty close to us. That's pretty great. That's the good thing about Boston, right there. And Emmy's 15-year-old daughter also likes going down to Harvard Square.
Harvard
Square.
Harvard Square.
Buying stuff. That's pretty great. So, anyway, so they have some interesting bugs there. They have some bugs that will, you know, take a piece out of you if you let them. And they're kind of like the Boston drivers. I don't know. And you've heard of the blue tail fly, right? I mean, we're all folk people here, right? You know, we like blue tail fly. Yeah, right. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, blue tail fly. Well, up in the upper East Coast, they have something called the green head fly, which... it's probably, you know, equally obnoxious. And they'll, just don't let them bite you. And there's a way to keep them from biting you, actually. Apparently, we haven't tried it yet, really.
Has anybody here, you know, been bit by a green-eyed fly?
That's so great.
Oh, yeah. Look at, there is somebody.
Oh, man. Bummer, huh? Okay.
Okay, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's a...
This is not any exaggeration in this song. I want you to know.
It's an ode against the green fly. And here we go.
Come on.
1:40 in, 'cause you packed your bags and left all your troubles at my door. Little fly at the window just waiting for more.
Give your children gin, but you do put it on the on your skin before you go out.
The old gin on the
skin. The old gin on the skin trick. supposed to deter them from grabbing you.
Well, it's a good disinfectant. You know, and then after they've bitten you, it seems to help. So, let's see. Okay, we're going to have the first of our special guests out. We have a number of fabulous younger fiddle players, younger than me anyway. Of course, almost everybody's younger than me at this point. But that kind of works out, actually. So we'd like to bring out a great fiddle player and a great singer who probably many of you have been are familiar with, Molly Tuttle of the Tuttle family. Who's going to help sing some of this stuff. She's going to use this microphone. She just found that out. And, so I'm going to adjust this a little bit. And we're also asking Emily Mann to come out and play some fiddle with us. We'll probably just think such a... It tells a story, a true story, about one of her family members. And yeah, that's kind of a big subject in this tour, is family. We've got some family members right here on this. How many people are members of a family? Right. There are there are some connections here that... somehow, we'll make them as we go. How about that?
Yeah, this song I wrote, it's the story of my grandfather's life. And he was from Western Kentucky and was orphaned as a young boy. And the song is pretty much the story as I remember him telling it to me. And he was sent out walking as a little boy to find a home. And... at that time in Western Kentucky, where he was from, it was a pretty poor area of Kentucky, so his family members couldn't afford to take him in. So he had to keep walking until he found some family that had a farm. And if he would work the farm, they would take him in. So it has a happy ending. He was a wonderful man. His name was Ernest Walker, and the song is called Walker.
Foot in front.
come call you? Who's come and take you? Who's come and know you? Better keep one foot in front of the other.
I love having guests. It's so great. And Sharon, what a great song. So we are going to have some more string players for this next part. We need an orchestra. And so we're going to ask the amazing John Mylander, a recent Berklee graduate. He threw his hat in the air just a couple of weeks ago. And he's coming out to play some fiddle with us, too.
Yeah.
Joe Mann is coming out to play cello with us, Emily's brother. So you got fiddling family members here. That's great. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
So we got a full-on orchestra here. This is a tune from Sweden. I bet that many of you are fans of the group, the Swedish group Vessen. You thought I was going to say ABBA, didn't you? No. So. Yeah, the Swedish music runs the gamut from A to V. And we're big fans, of course, because they are so tall. They are just so tall. They're taller than anything. So that's great. And they write some great music. And when we get tired of playing tunes from West Virginia and North Carolina, we like to play tunes from Sweden. This is one of the most interesting ones. It's sort of a Swedish tango, apparently. And it's some kind of musical movie which depicts a scary moment in the life of the violist in that group. She was attacked by a tango dancer and forced to tango for long moments. Yeah, okay, it's called Borhar du Fata. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, ready to Swedish tango? Thank you. The Furious Orchestra. Strings, they just sound good together. It's been proven time and again since Beethoven. Given the fiddle a short rest. It's not used to being having all that stuff up there. Gets a little, you know, nervous. The Furies is on a quest, and like sorry, we have two main missions. You know, one mission is to make the best music we possibly can. That's, you know, obvious. Okay. The other mission is to recreate every great hit of the 60s. And if possible, improve upon them. So, Emmy and I somewhat remember that era to some extent. There's saying goes, if you can remember the 60s, you probably weren't, you know, really there, you know, exactly. Be that as it may, we're big fans of Laura Nero, and I think that, I'll bet, there's at least a few people here remember Laura Nero, who may have even played it, some version of The Freight and Salvage at some point. But she was a huge star for about a couple of years. And she wrote some of the greatest pop songs ever, really. So, we're kind of on a little quest to rediscover those songs. We're going to do one right now, actually. This one's called Stony End.
Cradle me again.
Of course, we have a song that sort of is kind of like picking up the pieces from an experience like that song describes. And this is something that Emmy wrote a couple of years ago, and it made its way onto this new recording. It's kind of a rocker. It's kind of about stuff that happens.
Okay.
pieces all over the ground. Wounds like diamonds charm, they can also cut you down. You gotta listen to the spaces and you read between the lines. You keep an eye on the road ahead, watch out for the other guy.
Thank you.
Well, we've come to the end of our first cycle, which means that we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to take a little break and organize the next half of the show for you, and maybe get some cookies, and maybe, you know, get some coffee, maybe get some other stuff. You guys can stretch your legs and, you know, decide whether you like the first half or not, and then come back, and we'll play all the notes that we did not play in the first part. And extra bonus notes as well. So we're going to get the whole crew back out on stage here for a big Cajun dance party to get you all, you know, buzzed up for the, you know, like for the break. And so we'd like to bring on Molly Tuttle and Joe Mann and Emily Mann and John Mailander. And there they are. That was a kind of exciting moment. Yes, there is. I was really wondering if everybody was going to come in. You know, when you throw a party and it's like right before the guests are supposed to come in and nobody's there, and you're just thinking, man, nobody's going to show up. But they're all here. Y'all are here. It's great. So, this is a great song also written by Emmy. It's on the record. It's kind of involves fiddling and love and just a great good dancer if you don't feel like
hooting, hollering,
yeah, screaming and, you know, flopping around on the floor like a fish. You're certainly welcome to do so. Still a nice clean new building here. You can probably eat off the floor if you wanted to. Wouldn't recommend it. Okay, this is Down in the Hollow, and we'll see you after the break. Alright, here we go. Here we go. I'm counting this off in French, so don't worry, because, you know, same number of syllables, I think. Un, deux, trois! Thank you so much. We'll be back very soon. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. How are you liking it so far? One small request this evening. At the end of the show, when the lights go up, if you would take a look around your chair and pick up any detritus, garbage, recyclables, put them in the receptacles in the back of the hall or in the lobby. We would really appreciate that, and especially our volunteers who will go through every aisle and pick up what you leave behind. So let's welcome back to the Freight stage, Daryl, Anger, and the Furies.
Thanks for sticking around. It's again, it's just fantastic to get to play at in this beautiful space. There is so much atmosphere. There's so much air. There's like a beautiful airspace in which to fill with vibratory frequencies. Yeah. Here's another of Emmy's original songs. This is about... it's about stuff, you know. It's just life and everything. It's
another. It was a parent's manual.
A parent's
actually,
manual.
Actually, it started out to be a parent's manual. I didn't know what to do, so I thought I better write one.
she carries on his grave.
Great Sharon Gilchrist original. Here's another song about families, family members, actually. This one's about a couple named Luta and Tex. They just happen to have, each of them has four legs, so that makes eight in all, an eight-legged couple. Whoa.
Talk about having some trouble with the tango, man.
They manage, right? They waltz, totally. Actually. They kind of.
Well, yeah, two and four. This is another true story, similar to the greenhead fly. This is about some dogs that I had the pleasure of having in my life for quite a few years. The dog waltz. Okay. There we go.
One, two, go.
Just could not tell. I wistful eyes, crying, darling, let me carry you home. When they were dancing, they were romancing, and you watch with a sigh as they waltz right on by. Made you wish you
Thank you.
and it looks like I'll be dancing around the
monster hit from the recording, from Abby's recording. Look up, look down. And now we're going to go to
another monster.
Monster hits of prehistory. Here. All right. I'll bet some of you remember that fellow Jimmy Webb. He wrote a bunch of monster hits for Glen Campbell and some other people. This is one of his very most monsterish hits. This is a very evocative song. You can imagine being out on the Great Plains with a vast sky and an endless line of wires along the road, and it's your job to keep those wires humming. And we're going to bring John Maylander out to help us play this one.
Still on love. but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, they're stretched down south, won't ever stand the strain.
'60s. We've got another piece of fabulous Scandinavian fizzle music. And we're going to ask all those fiddlers to return to the stage with us and to play this. This is so. All y'all fiddle players, Emily, Ann, and Joe Mann, please.
Come back.
This piece actually comes from Norway. It's written by a great fiddle player, Annbjørg Lien. Most of the time we prefer to speak through our instruments, but every so often we do other things. Okay. It's called The Phoenix. Stretch here. Not gonna let up. There, obviously, excess. All right. We're gonna do a Shakespearean ballad. We're going to ask Molly Tuttle to rejoin us here for this epic story.
This is a song called The Canyon Wren, inspired by many drives up and down Mount Baldy in just outside of Claremont, California. I used to go up and down and up and down, but beautiful, beautiful canyons. And anyway, that's where this song got its beginnings.
Oh, deep in the canyon wall lives a bird, a little brown wren. You can hear the calling as the sun comes round. Thank you. I have been the kind in wool lives a bird, a little brown wren. You can hear the calling as the sun comes round. Song rolls down the canyon, ringing off the rocks and hills, sending notes of their sweet singing.
Thank you.
That was The Canyon Wren by Annie Phelps. Well, we have at last reached the actual end of our show here. And, of course, we in show business, you know, it's the end, but it doesn't mean the end exactly. We got one more tune, and then something else may happen or not. We don't know. Could anything could happen. That probably will happen. But we have a fairly lengthy finale here, which we hope that you will participate perhaps slightly more fully than you have, even though you've been so wonderful and enthusiastic and attentive all evening. Thank you so much for making the evening necessary and continuing to make it a joy to be here. Thank you, everybody. So many people to thank here at the amazing Folk Palace. The Freight and Salvage has been around for a long time. We hope that it will be around forever. In order for that to happen, there needs to be some level of support, not only coming down and seeing the shows, but if you got any extra cash, you know, really, this is the best possible cause for it to go to. It is a nonprofit organization, and you can take it off your taxes and all that stuff. It's a great way to you know, dispense with all that extra cash we all have. Anyway, we also would like to thank our driver of the mighty spaceship, Mr. Brian Walker.
Yes. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah. I've been looking out at Brian out there for, oh man, more years than really ever, either of us care to think about, but it's just great. It's so reassuring to see Brian out there driving the spaceship. And we've got just the whole staff of the freight. Most of them have been working here for a very long time. It's the kind of place that it's just hard to leave. The people that work here, most of them are volunteers, and they do it because they love it, and we love you too. So, again, Tristan Claridge. Emmy Phelps. Sharon Gilchrist.
Daryl Anger.
Oh, that guy.
Okay. And that's our version of the Furies for this pass through the West Coast. We hope to come back as soon as possible. And then our incredible guests, Molly Tuttle. Yes. You'll be seeing a lot of her all over the area and on YouTube and in stadiums and the theaters and the stadiums and the parking lots. So, and our other special fabulous guests, we'd like to bring them back out here for our final blowout extravaganza super party atmosphere tune here. Yeah, okay. John Mylander and Joe and Emily Mann. Okay, and our fabulous backup singers, you!
Yay!
We're going to teach you some parts right now. In fact, Emmy, you want to get on in here? Or you
I'm
get,
on.
Get everybody going.
I'm on. I'm getting on right now.
Emmy has been a teacher. She's taught every possible grade and class, and she knows how to teach musical parts to people, so... Wow. This is a great song. You'll love it.
Okay, here is your musical part. Goes like this. Ready?
Hey, now, I just want to go on back.
That much, here we go.
Hey, now, I just want to go on back.
We'll do that again till I can hear you properly.
Hey, now, I just want to go on back.
Ooh, it's getting really good. One more time.
Hey, now, I just want to go on back.
Beautiful. Next part.
Hey, now, ain't nothing wrong with looking back. Oh, hey, now, ain't nothing wrong.
Well, I bet you all know, you could probably make up harmony, right? Yeah, how many? Yeah, everybody here is a musician, right? I mean, this is what we do, right? This kind of music, everybody plays. So, yeah, you can make up some good harmonies on top of that. And, you know, this is a pretty big room. And we've got all these microphones and speakers and stuff. You guys don't, really. I mean, we could get everybody up here, you know, on stage, but then we'd all be playing in an empty house, and that would be weird, you know? So we need you singing back at us. So just beller it out, you know. It's not American Idol, you know. You're not being judged. Simon's not anywhere nearby. So we can just, like, you know, scream it out with alacrity and verve. Well, we don't even need to, you know, go into that, you know. I mean, they're just irrelevant to our lives. So, yeah, we want to hear you guys. And that'll make us play better, I think. So there's another part that goes with the exact part that you guys just learned. So you could say, you could like pick another part. You could like say, you could pick the riff. Y'all want to sing the riff? Kind of goes a little bit like this. Okay. Okay. So take that in pieces. La 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 la. Everybody try that. La 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 la. One more time. One more time. La 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 la. That's great. Okay, now we're talking. Okay. Okay, second half. La 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 la. Okay, it starts on a weird note. La, everybody find that note. La. Great. La 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 la. Two, three. La 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 la. Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. The whole thing. Normal speed. One, two, three, and. La 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 la. Loud. And la 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 peanut butter and jelly. Okay, here we go.
That's so long.
Okay, great, that's right. You're gonna see.
You don't get that mic.
Okay, and fiddle players, you can go over there too, or you can like play right into that thing. Okay, now ready for like the sunny, surfy, sandy, riffy, rocky ballad. Called
Lazy Days
by Amy Thumb. Okay, one,
has to pay $5. Ain't nothing like that drives around here anymore. Oh. Hey now, now, I just wanna go, go on back. Hey now, now, ain't nothing wrong with looking back. Oh, hey now, after school down by the sycamore trees, hot and nipping at the summer in your hair. Come with a rolling through the drive down leaves. In love with life and love. Every moment we could share, cruise the plaza, or looking for a place to park. Sweet love, backseat passion found a place in the dark. Oh, and I now, I just wanna go, go on back. And I now, ain't nothing wrong with looking back. Oh, hey.
Thanks so much. This is, let's see, what is this? We'll do Evening Prayer Blues. And let everybody get on out of here. It's a school night. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. What is it? Malcolm X's birthday tomorrow or something. Anyway, this is a piece of music brought into the world by a fellow named DeFord Bailey, who was the first black musician to play on the Grand Ole Opry back in 1952. It's called the Evening Prayer Blues. Yeah, yeah. As he says, appropriate to do it. Mr. X's. Thank you.